Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good to see everybody today. Amen. Y'all are looking good. Looking good. Hallelujah. Let's just worship for just a moment. Presence of the Lord makes all the difference. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you. Let's get into the word this morning. I got to be off work Friday just because I wanted to. Hallelujah. I'll just share a little bit. Every once in a while, I'll let y'all in on my life, which I'm a very private person. Most of you know that, but setting up and ministering a lot, I have to share some things to let you know that I'm human too. Amen. So I was very disappointed Friday because I was going to go to a meeting Friday night, and I didn't go, and this was like the third time in the last 3 or 4 months that I'd made plans to go just somewhere to be ministered to, you know. And didn't get to go, so I was disappointed. So I thought, well, I'll just go outside. That's my release therapy, is working in the yard. Isn't that right, Jennifer? Amen. And it was hot out there. That was like 11 o'clock. It was like 100 degrees. So I thought, well, this ain't going to make me more mad, make me mad and in a worse mood. So I went back in the house because it was hot out there at 11 o'clock if you weren't out there. But when I stepped through the door, amen, aren't you glad for the doors that God, that you walk through? When I stepped into the door, I just sensed in my spirit, the Holy Spirit said, just worship me for a little while. And the house was quiet, and Kenny was still asleep. And I just began to worship. And then I heard the Holy Spirit say, I am the wow factor in your life. Hallelujah. God is the wow factor in your life, church. God is the wow factor. And I remember the last couple of times I preached and I taught on Wednesday night, I would say the words wow. And I began to think about that. And then I thought about some of the TV shows on TV that remodeled homes and done stuff like that, flipped houses and stuff. And they'd always come in and say, I want to give this place the wow factor. That when people step into it, they're going to say, wow, what was is now. Amen. And I thought about people getting makeovers on TV. You know, they would, you know, do all kinds of things to this person because they wanted to give them what? The wow factor. They wanted that person to step out and people go, wow, they don't look like the same person. The wow factor. And I thought, well, God, I think I'll preach on that. He said, I think that's a good idea. Amen. So the words that relate to wow are breathe new life into. It means to captivate. It means to give something to talk about. And it means to stimulate. And it means to stir. Those are all the words that are related to that word wow. And I was going to say this toward the end, but I want to say it now. It doesn't matter which way you turn wow, it's still spelled the same. And no matter which way you turn it. So when God does the wow in your life, no matter how you look at it, it's God. Amen. It's God. So I was reading one time or heard one time or something that the MC of American Idol asked one of the judges what he was looking for from the contestants. When they come on stage to present their song they're going to sing, what is the things that you are looking for? And he said that there are, and of course this was from Simon Cowell, and if you ever watched American Idol any, you know, he was the worst critic on there. You know, I thought, if I get through that TV, I'd like to smack him. These poor little people, you know. But he said that there are two things that he was looking for. There were two things that he was looking for. And the first was originality. How different are you? And the second thing that he said he would look for was the wow factor. He or she has to wow him and the audience. So I want you to think about these things as I get into the message this morning. Originality comes from the word original, meaning present or existing from the beginning. Some of you already know. And created directly and personally by a particular artist. My. The word tells us in Ephesians 2:10, for we are his what? Workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus. Even before we were born, God planned in our advance, our destiny, and the good works we should do to fill it. The Passion Bible reads, we have become his poetry, recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given. We were born. God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. You were created in the image of God. He made the pattern. Amen. You are the original. Amen. Only original. Workmanship, to make, compare, poem, and poetry. God, the Spirit-filled Life Bible says, God is the master designer, and we, the redeemed believer, is his new creation. Before our conversion, our lives had no rhyme or reason. That's why you see these people out here that are not saved. Their life has no rhyme or reason. They're just doing whatever pleases the flesh. It don't matter. Like I said, just because everybody's doing it don't make it right. Amen? So, but conversion. But then the wow factor stepped into their lives. The wow factor stepped into their life. Conversion brought us balance and order. And we are God's poem, his work of art. And remember that time I shared with you when I was praying one time and in the spirit, I seen someone sitting in a chair painting on a canvas, and I was looking over his shoulder, which I believe was the Holy Spirit, God, and he was painting on a canvas. I didn't see all he was painting. And he said, that is the canvas of your life, and I'm still painting on it. And I want to tell somebody that he's still painting on the canvas of your life, so don't give up on yourself. He's the master artist. And he's already got it planned out. And as we are obedient and walk in his ways, he puts that other stroke there, that other stroke there. And then when we draw our last breath, it's finished. Amen. So we were created to be a wow factor in the world in which we live. The church, not the building, but we, the church, was built to manifest the word to the world. Because you got a testimony that nobody else has got. Only you and God, unless you choose to share it, knows where he brought you from. But your life is going to express that which he has brought you from. So you got a testimony that nobody else has got. Somebody's waiting to hear how God wowed you. Remember, wow word, breathe new life into. Somebody is waiting to hear the wow moment of your life and what happened, how you experienced it, and what God is doing and has done in your life. Remember, breathe new life into, because you were dead. You thought you weren't, but you were dead until you met your Creator. That's why when you got saved, there's this joy and excitement. All this began to happen. It's because you were reconnected to the one that saved you. Now that chair there was made to sit in, but you can use that chair for a lot of different stuff. Stack books on, stand on. But that wasn't what that chair was created for. And it's the same thing with our lives. We were created to have fellowship with our original maker. His workmanship we are. And we can use our lives for a whole lot of other things. And what happens? It's vain. Colossians 2:13 says, when you were dead in your sins and in the circumcision of your flesh, worldliness, manner of life, God made you alive together with Christ, having freely forgiven us all sins. God made you alive, breathed new life into you. You are redeemed people walking this earth. We are now wild sons and daughters of God. So when you walk out of this building today, you can say, I'm a wow factor. And I'm going to walk like I'm a wow. Amen. So we are wow sons and daughters of God walking in the earth now. He breathed new life into us. He has captivated us with his love. He gave us something to talk about. And believe you me, he gave a whole lot of other people something to talk about too. So don't worry about what people talk about you. They're letting your neighbor rest. It means to stimulate. It means to stir. Not only have we become his workmanship, but the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:9 that you are a chosen generation, meaning recipients of God's favor, a royal priesthood. This is a wow word. And holy nation, a peculiar people. You're supposed to be, different. Yeah. I was going to use another word, but that was a better one. Different. That you, what are you going to do with all this now that you're a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, recipients of God's favor? What are you going to do with all of that wildness you just heard? That you may what? Proclaim the praises of him who did what? Who brought you out of darkness into what? His marvelous light. So when you begin to see yourself as a wow participant and as a wow son and daughter of God, you're going to walk with a light. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Message, I like the way it reads, but you are a chosen generation. But you are the chosen ones by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work, speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference of how he wowed you because he made you from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. And what does the Passion Translation says? He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders. And I'll just put in there his wows. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders, his wows, throughout the whole world. Wow. Amen. So there was a man in the Bible who had a wow moment with God. And it changed his life forever. And whenever you have that, I believe all of us have that one wow in our life after we get saved. And when that happens to us, we can't be talked out of anything of our relationship with God at that point. No matter what we go through, no matter what we see, no matter what people says, I believe there's a defining moment in all of our lives, in our relationship with God, that we are so wowed. Amen, that we are so wild. Nothing else matters at that point. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But this person was named Saul. And I began to read about Saul's life again, and he was just a religious terrorist of his day. You know, we have religious terrorists today. Paul was a religious terrorist of his day. His early life was marked by religious zeal, brutal violence, and the relentless persecution of the early church. Acts 3:5 tells us he began ravaging the church, entering house after house, dragging off men and women, and put them in prison. He didn't like what they believed. He didn't like what they was preaching. So he asked the high priest for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for permission to bring any Christians, which were known as followers of the way, as they were known, back to Jerusalem to imprison them. So he got this letter. But I'm going to tell you, God's a God of setup. And he's always got another wow person that's going to wow you if you ain't doing right. Amen? So this is just a setup. On the road, first thing Saul did, the first wow moment he was on the road. He was caught up in a bright light from heaven that caused him to fall face down on the ground. Now, that's a wow moment. And we learned, remember, a word related to wow, captivate, meaning to attract and hold the attention or interest of. That would cost you to hold the interest of. Amen. If you were just going along minding your business, a bright light knocked you to the ground. That would kind of do something to you, right? So then he heard the words, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He replied, well, who are you, Lord? Jesus answered directly and clearly. He says, well, I'm Jesus whom you are persecuting. Wow. This is such a wow-impacted moment. From that moment on, Saul's life was turned upside down. And it only takes one wow word from God to turn your life around. The light of the Lord blinded him. He traveled on, and instructed by Jesus, Saul continued to Damascus to make a contact with a man. And here's another setup. God has set up people in your life that can give you a wow word when you need it. Of course, Ananias. And of course, Ananias had heard all about Saul. He was scared to meet him. He's going to come and, you know, do all these things to me that I've heard about, because he knew of Saul's reputation. But the Lord gave Saul, gave Ananias a wow word about Paul. He was a chosen instrument to carry his name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, Acts 9:15, and would suffer so for doing this. So Ananias got the wow word from God and gave it to Saul, whose name was changed from Paul, and you know the rest of the history of Paul's life. God, when you think about the story of Paul, it's a story of redemption. It's a story of God's grace in Jesus Christ, and a testimony that no one is beyond. No one is beyond the saving grace of God. God wow moments gives you something to talk about. It gives you something to wow others with, so that you could go and tell others the good things that God has done for you. This allows them to receive that wow moment in their life, the life-changing power of the Word of God. There's another person in the Bible who had a wow moment with Jesus. And her story is written in John 7:53-11. One day while Jesus was teaching the people in the temple courts, some teachers of the law and Pharisees brought in a woman who said they'd been caught in the act of adultery. And of course, these people wanted to catch Jesus in a snare, you know. Making her stand before the crowd, they said to her, Jesus, teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now, the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a one. Now, what do you have to say about this? So what do you have to say about this, Jesus? So instead of stepping into the religious snare, which they wanted him to do, Jesus silently stood down, and I love this, and began tracing his finger in the sand. He began to write in the sand. Now, many people said that he might have wrote this or he might have wrote that. You know, they give you different thoughts on what he wrote. My thought is, he was writing in the sand, and the only person that knew what he was writing was that woman. I believe she seen what he was writing in the sand. I believe they just be still and know that I'm God. Just be still, grace has come. Just be still. Things are about to change. That's my thought on it. The Pharisees' teachers kept on questioning him until he finally stood and said, let any one of you who's without sin be the first to throw a stone. Oh, those wow moments of God. Those wow love moments of God. When everyone else is saying stone, or when everyone else is saying give up on them, there is no hope. When everyone else is saying they've always been that way, that they'll never change. But the wow factor steps in and says, there is no one beyond my love. There is no one, no one, no one, no one but beyond my love. None of us should ever get to the place in our life, in our relationship with God, that our spirits are not tender enough, and that we're never at the place where we're not teachable, and that we're not receptive to the wow moments of God. Because none of us have arrived yet. And one of the greatest wow moments in my life came when I received spiritual insight from Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who could ever separate us from the endless love of God? Amen. Who could ever separate us from the endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely no one. For nothing in the universe has the power to diminish his love toward us. Troubles, pressures, problems are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecution, deprivations, dangers, and death threats? No, for they are all impotent to hinder an impotent love, even though it is written, all day long we face death threats for your sake. We're considered to be nothing more than sheep for slaughter. Yet, in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them. For God hath what? Has made us to be more than conquerors. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. Remember that song that we sang a couple times called There Ain't No Grave? Love is my weapon. That's going to bring that thing down. Hallelujah. Love is my weapon. Wow. Did you know that love can be used as a weapon? Glory to God. When the enemy comes and says you're not worthy, remind him how much God loves you. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I am convinced that his love will triumph over death, life's trouble, fallen angels, dark rulers in the heavens. Amen. There is nothing in the present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. Amen. There is no power above or beneath us, no power that could ever be found in the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which is lavished upon us through who? The Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. And as I said before, no matter how you look at wow, it's always spelled the same. When you look at the love of God, it's always the same. It's never little or big, but it's the same for everybody. Amen. And when the wow steps into your life, no matter how you can look at it, God thinks that can bring that wow that will change you. And that wow stepped into my life one day, and I have never been the same. Perfect by no means. Still growing, yes. But a lot further than where I used to be. The wow moments come about in your life when you begin to transform your mind, your renewing of your mind by the Word. And the more that you allow yourself to be changed by the Word, the more wow moments begin to happen. Because you can look and you can find that word and go, oh, we're talking about me. That's pretty cool, God. Amen. That is pretty cool. So that wow that stepped in my life, his name was Jesus. And he brought unconditional love, grace, and acceptance. And that's what we're all looking for. It's to be loved and to be accepted. And if you don't find that in Jesus, then whatever you're searching for to find it, it's not gonna last. No, it's not gonna last. But when you find your acceptance and love in Jesus, then what happens? That vertical relationship becomes horizontal. It flows out from everywhere then. But once you get a revelation of God's love and let it wow you, you will never be the same. Because if you go around with the mentality of God is against me, bad things are happening because I've done something I shouldn't have done, or God's not for me. But once you get a revelation of God's love, God is a good, good God. He is a good, good Father. And the enemy has come to steal and to destroy and to take from me what God has said is mine. But if you can get a wow moment of that word and allow it to change your minds. After experiencing that wow moment of God, I wrote a poem about it. And I've been going back through a lot of things I've wrote. And I'll be talking about some of those later because they are wow things. First of all, I'll read Romans 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, fashioned after, adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitudes, so that you may prove yourself what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good, acceptable, and perfect in His sight for you." That's what happens when you begin to transform your mind. When you begin to renew your mind, that's what happens. You become transformed. And it says, don't adapt yourself to the way of the world. Because they're doing it, don't make it right. Amen. Stop, the Passion Bible says, stop imitating the ideals, opinions of the culture around you. No, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. Wow. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. Allow God to wow you. And it doesn't stop until we take our last breath. Because we're all learning. You can take a word, scripture, read it, don't do nothing. Next time you go and read it, it's like, wow. Because that scripture's been enlightened to you at that moment. And then He wants you to take that and go wow the world. And when the world looks at you, they'll think, something's different about them. They don't talk the way they used to talk. They don't walk with their head hung down in shame anymore. They don't act like they used to act. And then they'll start to question, and you're going to be able to say, let me tell you about the wow factor. Let me tell you about the wow factor. You've been doing it all wrong. You've been doing it all wrong. But this poem the Holy Spirit gave me, and I want to share it with somebody, because when I share stuff, it's not for my glory. Because when you look at me, I'm just a supernatural God that can do supernatural things. Amen. I have the same struggles as you do. So never, I'm not your hero. Jesus is your hero. Amen. And it's called No Longer the Devil's Toy. They said I would never make it. And some of you are going to relate to this morning. They said I would never make it, a failure I would be, with scars from a child, from life that had gone wrong. So my life to the devil I gave, that left me without a song. A target of the devil and his lies I believed, I had become a victim of the evil one. My mind became his playground with thoughts of suicide. Little did I know a much bigger hand was placed on mine. So in desperation I cried, for help I cried, save me Jesus, and He came right on time. The truth became bigger, the truth, this right here, became bigger than the lies. A victor I became through the power of His name. Now I live a life of peace and joy, not ashamed of who I am. A masterpiece of God, no longer the devil's toy. And the only power the enemy has over you is what you allow him to put in your thoughts and allow your mind to become the playground of the devil. And he can swing high if you let him. He can swing high. But choose to make your mind the mind of Christ. And the way that you're going to do that is the Word. Is the Word. Amen. Stand to your feet.
I'll just hold it. As I this yeah this is the new life Laverne and Shirley. I didn't like Laverne. No, I didn't think
she was like that milk and Pepsi.
Okay. Anyway, I was doing the bulletin and I did not read her article. Sometimes I do and sometimes I'm in such hurry to get done. But on the back, now you've heard what she shared today about the wow factor and You go out of here and people are going to see the wow factor in your life. I wrote Ephesians 4:11-12, which says, and he himself gave some to be prophets, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. Now, we have been equipped this morning. We've been fed. And I wrote, we come into service to experience the presence of God. And I believe we've experienced the presence of God today. To worship him and to hear a message from the word that challenges us. Then we leave to go out into life to be an outreach to those we meet. So who will you touch this week? And Jerry said, you know, it's just like, that's a good ending to today's service.
Go out and wow somebody. Father, we thank you for your word that we've heard today. Thank you for the time that we've been in your presence, that we take this word, that it will bear much fruit in our lives and in the lives of others. Lord, I thank you today that you're such a good, good Father. I thank you for those that are sitting here and those that are listening today or later for this message. Father, I just speak your favor upon them. You said that we were recipients of your favor. And I thank you, Lord, that favor follows hard after us. I thank you that your blessings are running to catch up with us. I speak healing over every sick body right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus you are healed, that no weapon formed against you, no weapon that the enemy has plotted against you will succeed, which means it will not reach its intended purpose to kill, to steal, and destroy. But God is speaking life into your body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every cell in your body. It's breathing new life right now in Jesus' mighty name. I come against every migraine headache in the name of Jesus. Every migraine headache, I speak to you to cease from your operation. And we cut it off the roots right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you'll bring healing to that one that has suffered for this so long. And I speak to you today that your suffering is no more. I speak healing to your body in the name of Jesus. And to the one that's having reoccurring ear infections, I speak to that ear to be clear in Jesus' mighty name. I curse that infection at the very root of what it is causing it. And I command your ear to be healed and your hearing restored in Jesus' mighty name to full capacity that God created it to be. In the name of Jesus, for the one that's having foot pain today, I speak to your foot to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak healing to that foot. I sense that it's an injury that was caused a long time ago. It doesn't matter how long it has been. Jesus took the stripes before it ever happened. And I speak healing to your foot in Jesus' name. The doctor says it's not ever going to be restored back to normal. That's the doctor's report. We have the Lord's report that says by his stripes you're healed. And I speak restoration to that foot to be strong, to be mobilized, and for you to walk without continual pain in the name of Jesus. Wow, there's a healing anointing right now in the house of the Lord. If you need healing in your body, you come up here. I will lay hands on you as a point of contact. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Healing is the portion of the children of the Lord. Oh, God is the one that brings ultimate healing. If you need healing in your body, I want you to come up here right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, there's a mighty healing anointing right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I speak to the hip right now in the name of Jesus. So those bones that are deteriorating, I command life to come back into those bones. God is doing a creative miracle in that hip area right now. Creative miracle. Hey, shehela tu hu shala namaki lisadea. Oh, soto ho shaya nananaya. Quit saying that you're always going to be this way. Quit saying that this has caused it or that has caused it. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I speak to your hip to be restored in the name of Jesus. I speak mobility to that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every cell in your body being restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every attack of the enemy we cut it off right now. The blood of Jesus covers you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Falling off. Wow. At the very root, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm receiving the on the migraines. I've been having cluster migraines for two or three weeks. Healed. Healed in the name of Jesus. Blood flow that's been restricted. It's flowing normal. Hey, flowing normally again in the in the name of Jesus. Okay, hey. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. There it is, Rita. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. God is good. And we believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. That nothing will become of this. And I speak healing power over you, Jesus. Let it be so, Lord, according to your word. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Wow, it's all, only say nothing. I do not need to say nothing. The presence of the Lord, the anointing. You do it, God. Now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Wow. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Yes, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Wow. Precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You all go and have a blessed week. Amen. Share your wow experience.